It's Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In Gaza today, the bloodiest day of fighting since Hamas took control of the area last summer. Israel sent tanks and helicopters into Gaza, killing 19 Palestinians, one of them the son of a Hamas leader. Palestinian snipers fired across the border into Israel, killing a volunteer on a communal farm.
You know, President Bush was in Israel this week trying to nudge along peace talks, but there's something much more ordinary these days on Israeli TV that's aimed at the same end. And this is a family sitcom and ratings show that Israelis are watching. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
The show is called Avodah Aravit, or Arab work. It's a term Israeli Jews use to describe slipshod construction. The main character in this comedy is Amjad, an insecure Arab journalist working for an Israeli newspaper. He lives with his wife and their five-year-old daughter in an apartment in a city somewhere in Israel. In one episode, Amjad decides it's time for his daughter Maya to go to kindergarten instead of playing poker with his parents all day. He first tries an Islamic school, where his daughter dons a headscarf, learns the Quran, and tells her father he will be punished for being a non-believer. Maya tells her mother she's only pretending to be religious so she can go back to playing poker. In another episode, Amjad proposes a hard-hitting piece on the barrier Israel is building in and around the West Bank. His editor says no and demands something hipper and lighter. Amjad finds a sheep that's been trained to pull its owner's ID card out of his pocket at Israeli army checkpoints. Amjad finds it's not easy to interview a sheep, although his story does make the front page. The show's main writer, 32-year-old Israeli-Palestinian Saeed Kashua, says the series is loosely autobiographical.
It's just a comedy of being on one side Palestinian or an Arab and the other side an Israeli. It is already, this definition is enough comic and tragic in the same time, and that's what I try to do.
Producer Dani Paran says that although Israeli Jews and Arabs live in the same country, Jews know very little about their neighbors and how they live. Israeli Arabs have long complained of institutionalized discrimination. Studies show Jewish attitudes toward Arabs are becoming more negative. In one recent poll, three-quarters of Israeli Jews said they wouldn't want to live next door to an Arab family. There's a lot of Arab culture in the show, the food, the music, and perhaps most important, the language. About two-thirds of each episode is in Arabic with Hebrew subtitles. The ratings have been higher than expected. More than 1.5 million Israelis out of a total population of 7 million have watched at least one episode. Some Israeli reviewers have compared it to The Cosby Show in the U.S. Some Israeli Palestinians are critical of the show. Shadi Haleleli of the Musawa Center, which advocates equality between Jews and Arabs, says it offers a distorted image of Israeli Palestinians.
It shows us as primitives, and it shows us also like that we want to be more Israeli than Arab.
Haleleli says most of his friends don't watch the show, preferring satellite channels from Arab countries rather than Israel television. But many Israeli Jews, like Jerusalem lawyer Jonathan Livni, say the series is important for both Jews and Arabs.
This is the first time that Israelis can see what Arabs think of themselves. It's done in a humorous way, but if you look through it, the humor has a lot of sadness in it.
Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.